From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. U.S. taxpayers could see a savings of about $84 billion over 11 years as a result of the Supreme Court ruling on President Obama's health care reform law. The Congressional Budget Office says the savings come through changed Medicaid requirements. Under the ruling, states can limit expansion of their Medicaid health care coverage for the poor. The CBO also estimated that repealing the Affordable Care Act could increase the deficit over the next decade by $109 billion. That's because the law includes revenue increases and cost savings. Attorney General Eric Holder is set to announce a series of sweeping reforms of the New Orleans Police Department. The steps, which are spelled out in a federal consent decree, are aimed at cleaning up a police force that has a history of decades of corruption and mismanagement. NPR's Craig Windham reports the New Orleans police have been under increased scrutiny since the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina brought the department's deficiencies to light.
The decree will be supervised by a federal judge and will be in force for at least 4 years. The reforms will reportedly include mandated training for all police officers on searches, arrests, and the use of force. There will also be changes in an array of department policies, including the rules under which officers work off duty or provide security for private interests. The Justice Department last year issued a scathing report on the New Orleans police, saying they have often used deadly force without justification, engaged in racial profiling, and made numerous unconstitutional arrests. Craig Windham, NPR News.
Preliminary findings are out in the government investigation of the April 2010 Gulf of Mexico BP oil spill. The report says BP and Transocean lacked clear guidelines for important tests to assure the deep water well was properly sealed. A police chief in western Afghanistan says 18 police officers who defected to the Taliban are in custody. NPR's Sean Carberry reports there's an ongoing operation to capture the two remaining defectors.
The police chief of Farah province says a commander named Mirwais had initiated contact with the Taliban and planned a defection. Mirwais had served in Farah province for more than 2 years before he led his officers to defect yesterday. They took vehicles and an assortment of weapons from their checkpoint. Police are still searching for Mirwais and his nephew. The spokesman for the provincial governor says that Mirwais poisoned 7 officers who would not go along with the defection. The officers are alive and in custody. Once largely secure, Farah province has seen a recent growth in Taliban activity. Last month, insurgents launched an unsuccessful rocket attack on the governor's house. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 177 points. This is NPR News. Roman Catholic Monsignor William Lynn has been sentenced to 3 to 6 years in prison after his conviction for covering up sex abuse claims against priests in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. The president of Ghana has died. A statement from the presidential office confirms his passing. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Darkton says John Atta Mills, age 68, had recently returned to Ghana after medical attention in the U.S.
President John Evans Atta Mills came to power in Ghana 4 years ago and was seeking re-election later this year as the candidate of the governing NDC party. The congenial and respected former university professor was first picked for a political office by former Ghanaian president Jerry John Rawlings, who made Mills his vice president. A statement said Mills, who was 68, died a few hours after being taken ill, but gave no further details. He oversaw the start 2 years ago of crude oil production in Ghana, which is also a top cocoa exporter. Ophabia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The Air Force has determined that insufficient oxygen supply caused some F-22 fighter pilots to get dizzy and disoriented when flying the most advanced U.S. warplane. After a 5-month cessation of F-22 flights, the Pentagon resumed flights, but at limited altitude. The F-22 is built by Lockheed Martin. Former England captain David Beckham is telling the Associated Press that he will have a role in the opening ceremony of the London Olympics. The 37-year-old Los Angeles midfielder had hoped to play for Britain's soccer team at the Games, but he was not included in the squad. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.